Welcome back. We're back to speak to Bob, Bill, and Robert, and today's topic is giving presentations. So during this interview, we would like to learn more about their experience again with typical challenges for students and business clients when it comes to giving presentations in an international environment. Today, I would like to start with tips. Again, I'm very interested in finding out about tips for Germans who must prepare an important presentation for an international project team. What will these tips be, Bill?
I think there's tips about what we'll say stylistic and tips about the language. So I'll give general what I'll consider professional tips right now. Make sure when you're giving a presentation, you ID the purpose or the goal of the presentation. It's amazing how many German presentations never actually tell the audience why, what the outcome should be or why they're giving a presentation, what the goal is. Also, we all know this, don't provide overkill in details. Mm-hmm. Don't provide too many details. Also, remember, connected with that, remember the time. Anglos typically don't want to sit in a seat for 45 minutes and listen to a presentation. Other groups as well, maybe. And the last part, sometimes for certain cultures, a bit of a challenge, try to have an element of entertainment. I always advise Germans, think of the most interesting communicators. They're often musicians. What do musicians do effectively? Storytelling, use of alliteration, using patterns of three in communication, repeating somewhat but not identical vocabulary, etc. I would say those are three big tips.
Thank you very much. Your top tips, Rob?
Again, keep it simple. Keep it simple. And importantly, judge your audience. Know what the audience wants to get out of it. A German-style audience, they're used to the German-style presentations. So they are not going to be worried or upset, but I certainly know many managers in the Anglo-Saxon world that if they know a big presentation is coming on for 45 minutes, they're thinking, great, turn off time, start to sleep. So know your audience, and this comes into what Bill said before, you've got to sell it better. And again, my biggest pet hate, if you will, with Germany over the years and Germans with presentations, PowerPoint and presentations are not synonymous terms. PowerPoint is one tool that should be sparingly used, not the presentation. And that ties into too much data, far too much data. My tip for most Germans is, if the data can sell itself, send an email. Your job is to sell the data. Your job is to sex it up, if you will. Your job is to present it. That's why it's called a presentation, and not look at this data on the screen.
Thank you very much. Robert, which tips would you give a German student?
Oh, of the many, including Bill's and Bob's, that I'd say, first of all, when you're planning, plan away from your computer. Think about your core message. No, again, why are you bothering with a presentation? Why don't you just email it so we can read it in the bath over a glass of champagne? Secondly, for every piece of information that you're showing somebody, ask yourself, why am I showing this? So if you can't justify showing this piece of data, cut it out. So as Bill mentioned earlier, if in doubt, cut it out is the kind of rhyme I use. And finally, at the end of the presentation or at the end of each piece of information you've given people, answer the audience's question. And the audience's question is, so what? Why are you telling me this? What's the big deal? What's the message? And that's why it's a presentation, because you're giving a message. Thank you.
All of you have worked with German clients who worked internationally. So I would be curious to find out about particular strengths of Germans in preparing multicultural presentations.
I would argue that their strength is in due diligence. Lots of research is where they can prepare well. They do have a lot of good access to data, and they do present the data well. Their infographic skills are normally quite up there, but they sometimes get lost in that a little bit as well. I don't want to focus on the strengths without looking at the weaknesses to a degree, but where the strengths do come to the front is by focusing on such visuals in a good way, they can potentially cover over some of their linguistic difficulties, and that can be an advantage. As a weakness, definitely too much data. Always too much data. Too long, too much data. It's a repeated and repeated and repeated topic in almost all of the presentation workshops that I've done.
Thank you. I would like to still focus on the strength for a little bit. Strength. So, Robert, in your experience, what do Germans do well?
Certainly. Well, I review presentations. I'm always at the back of the room, and in every instance of a Germanic presentation, the voice has been strong and is carried clearly to the very back of the room. Very good at that. And I've seen presentations from people from different cultures. Some of them are whispering like this. But with Germans, it's not shouting, it's just delivering to the size of the room appropriately. That's what I have found.
Okay, thank you. Bill, what is your experience with strength?
Yeah, living in Germany and also being aware of project management, I think it's important to be positive and negative. So we've already been maybe somewhat negative on Germans. Positive, I think Germans have some really positive strengths, not just for presentations, but a presentation that comes through, a little bit connected with Bob's comment, they have hard facts. There's always, you're guaranteed they'll get facts. So if it's something that you can easily analyze, you know you'll be able to do that from the presentation. They enable people to analyze, we'll say, simpler direct solutions. Also, actually, this is new, and this is something that I think is very admirable. Their English is very quickly improving. And so this is also with the strong voice that Robert mentioned. Their English is quite often quite direct and simple, and so there isn't necessarily a lot of confusion in what they're saying. I think those are a few big strengths.
Thank you. Bob, you've already mentioned some weaknesses. Is there anything else you would like to add to some weaknesses that German speakers have in presentations?
Only just to reinforce the message before, that the data is not the presentation, PowerPoint is not the presentation. They are presenting a presentation as an individual. They've got to bring their own ideology, their own thinking, their own motivation into it. A small anecdote to that, in my last semester, one of the students said that he practiced with his girlfriend and she constantly told him it was boring. And my response to that is, she was a good litmus test. She told you it was boring. How did you think it was going to go through for everyone else? Remember that next time.
Okay.
That means it was boring, or?
It was terrible.
Okay. Okay, good. So I'll continue on the note of some potential weaknesses. One, I see this a lot when I've helped clients edit presentations. So now we're talking PowerPoint and such. Use of Leo. You can always tell a PowerPoint presentation that was written with the use of an online translation device. In this case, I think we all know Leo. And so what that means is, don't guess at the vocabulary. If you see a list of 10 potential words, don't just go down and take the word that looks the most complicated. No, that must be okay. You can always tell a Leo presentation. Also connected with what we've mentioned before, but there's too much repetition in a presentation, and you should try to keep them short and sweet. And finally, it's not a specific German thing. Sometimes it's difficult to be entertaining in a presentation, but most audiences expect a certain level of entertainment. And if you come from a culture where that's strongly emphasized, such as, say, the United States, then you'll find that they zone out very quickly if you don't actually have any level of entertainment.
Sleep time.
Could I qualify your statement for a moment?
Yes.
As you say, entertaining, you don't just mean telling jokes and...
Of course not.
I'm just... Clarifying that. So you're there as a presenter, it should be interesting.
Of course.
And engaging.
Yeah.
So
use of vocabulary, use of alliteration, able to tell a story, using rhetorical questions, all those little ticks. Tips and tricks that we talk about.
Yeah, certainly. So no. So the idea of entertaining may be misconstrued.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. I advise a lot of German clients. Mm-hmm. Watch. I use them in class. Watch YouTube clips on Steve Jobs.
TED Talks.
Good to us.
Yeah.
A classically comfortable, effective presenter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm sure all of you have translated or edited for Germans. Presentations for Germans. In your experience, what might be some common errors to avoid, for example, in style or form of communication or in misreading cultural importance? Robert, would you like to start?
I've found in people from this Germanic culture usually have done is send me 40 slides and say, mm-hmm. I've got to deliver these 40 slides. Can you just check the English? And so I sent back 5 slides, which are the key points, and I fixed the English, and I select these 5 slides, and I said, this is all you need to say,
mm-hmm.
or send an email.
What is their response to that?
It's fear, because their managers say, I want 40 slides, you're talking for half an hour. When it doesn't need 40 slides, it doesn't need half an hour to say whatever, use the back door. It doesn't need all that. It does. It's the minimum for the job. You're not being paid by the slide or the amount of time you're on stage.
Yeah.
It's a presentation. It's not, I don't know, a competition to see who can do the most slides.
Yeah, that's true. Bob, what would you like to add?
Length, okay. 40, 50, 60 slides, and it happens again and again. My first normal interaction that I have with clients is print it all out, put it on your boss's desk, tell him it's done, have a quick read through and ask for feedback, and I can guarantee you the boss won't look at it because it's 50 slides. Nobody has the time to look at that. And especially if it's a pitch, a sales pitch, far, far, far too long. So you've got to cut it down. You've got to really make it simple and basic. What, from a more language perspective, I would argue what Bill has mentioned in previous sections, modal verbs. It does come across in the culture. If you have the German sentence translated from Sie sparen to you save time and money, you're not giving the other person, the client, the ability to think about if they can or not. You can save time and money is a much more powerful sales pitch than you save time and money. And it can go a long way, introducing a few modal verbs.
Thank you. Bill, would you like to add to this topic?
I'm connected to an earlier point from Bob. He talked about them actually being quite sophisticated in their use of PowerPoint and such, knowledgeable. But actually, surprisingly, I found that German presentations, besides the fact that they're much too long, I fully agree, they often actually lack visuals. They're okay with tables, or they're okay with a lot of bullets. And there's a real lack of visuals, and visuals are more powerful. I think visuals are a very important element if you're going to have a lot of data in a presentation. The only other thing I could add to that about the too many slides, I encountered that many years ago in Germany. I asked clients. I have clients that have me translate 60-page PowerPoint presentations. And the quote or comment is always, yes, but it's designed so that it can either be given as a presentation or as a document. And what I always tell clients is, in most project management in a Canadian context, for example, we supply a separate Word document when that's required. So the PowerPoint slides always stay short, the presentation's short, effective, and you have a larger Word documents to support your documentation and your presentation if need be.
I found the exact same when I worked at a German multinational. They had this one, it was in the IT department, so often it was functional descriptions and technical specifications, and it was the manual, it was the user manual, the user guide that they were presenting. It's like page, it's like reading a bedtime story, only worse. And so, as I said, you split it up into three. You might have handouts for the presentation with the detail, and you might have a picture of an elephant for the presentation, and then you'll have the user manual with the actual instructions written on. Certainly splitting it into separate documents is a good point. I would agree.
Yeah.
The most frustrating thing to translate these 40, 50 page documents when they have to come across, these documents have not been written by one person. It's normally by multiple people. Mm-hmm. So you spend months trying to find out what does the original German expression mean, because nobody knows what the original German was supposed to say. That makes the translation almost impossible. Because they're throwing in so many buzzwords into these presentations, they're not keeping the message short and simple and sweet.
My favourite is when I come across a phrase for, let's say, fixing the English, and I say, what would you like to say? And they say, well, I don't know. I say, well, delete it then. How are you going to deal with it if you don't know what it says?
So yeah, that's a good point. Is there anything else you would like to mention or you find important with regards to presentations?
I want to jump in with a different culture so the Germans don't feel beat up. I think for Americans, things that have been communicated to me by other cultures are that Americans come across as trying to sell too hard in a presentation.
Definitely.
And I think you have to be very, very aware of that, because many cultures don't trust a hard sell, and Americans aren't always familiar with that. Some Canadian presentations were a little too polite or too differential to the other party. So that's something also I think can come across. And of course, not identifying the cultural factors that are important in a presentation. Surprisingly, it would really surprise Germans, but Germans and Japanese receive presentations in quite a similar way, for example. And that's where a German would expect it, they would fit in better in a US culture or something. However, sometimes the cultural differences and the cultural similarities can actually be quite surprising.
Thank you very much.